streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. With the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Up her grave and build a cage with her bones. Excitable boy, they all
said, well, he's just an excitable boy.
From the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson Gunner, Roland the Thompson Gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, throwing away his bravest sons of the score. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. The continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, Roland, the headless Thompson gunner, talking about the man. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Eddie Hearst heard the burst of Roland's Thompson gun and bought by your eyes, my little friend. Let me take you by the hand. Freddy, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. They'll be rocking in the project, walking down along the Strand. Freddy, get ready. Rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Your mind at ease, he's guaranteed to please, backed by popular demand. Look around, my little friend, jubilation in the land. Ready, get ready, rock steady when Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the band. Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band. Yeah. Johnny strikes up the band, Johnny strikes up the band. When Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the wind, Johnny strikes up the band.
To do, there's She twines his vines up slowly towards the boiling sun. And when I touched her skin, my fingers ran with blood.
Secret that you may not know, but if you don't figure it out, you will never grow. So let me put it in a nutshell so that you can see the tiny hats' destruction of humanity. They start the wars.
Tiny hats.
They killed our Lord.
Tiny hats.
They gave us usury.
Tiny hats.
And pornography. They cause inflation.
Tiny hats.
Immigration.
Tiny hats.
Slavery.
Tiny hats.
Social depravity. Communism.
Tiny hats.
Genocide.
Tiny hats.
Slavery.
Tiny hats.
And democide. They cause the famines across the world. They turn little boys into little girls. Torture children just for fun. Vaccinated everyone.
They own your education through manipulation. They rewrote history
to make them look like they're not guilty
of starting World War II
and pretending
that the Jew
was the victim in the war which they started.
But if you want to know the truth, it was Germany who
found the courage to form a plan to remove money system scam.
So everything you thought you knew is just the fiction of the Jew.
And now they're coming for you in another Bolshevik coup.
They're using famine and disease, nuclear war and poverty to create hell on earth to stop the goyim giving birth.
Everyone will soon be gone except the chosen.
See there.
That one gets better every time I listen to it. Every single time.
I'm on like my 40th listen now.
I've got to be on like 10 or 12 at this point. Just because I was at work today, so it's like I got to be careful. Tuesday is like I got a lot of vendors coming in and out, so I got to be careful what I have playing on my phone. Like the one day I had Crewbot on, and I think it was like the table talks and like trying to shut my phone off real fast. That was really funny.
Right. Yeah, sometimes when I get out of my truck, I'll still have like Judenhaus or something playing. It'll like it disconnects from the Bluetooth of my car stereo, and yeah. It'll just start playing in my pocket.
Yeah. Oh God, how the heck are you, Kermy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's my hump day, so.
Awesome, man.
Looking at the downside for my week now, and hopefully have the staffing issues at the day job figured out at least for the next little while. So,
good.
It's a good thing.
How are my eagle friends?
They're doing all right. The eaglet, I swear to God, he grows 3 inches every day.
Oh yeah, he's not done growing, huh?
Oh God. I mean, I hope not. He's only about my height. I hope he gets a little taller. I mean, I'm not, right. like, super short, but I'm not exactly... We'll say I'm on the tall side of short.
whatever helps you sleep at night.
I don't sleep. I just kind of collapse, I think. As do most white people. Oh, we got to work for our living, yo. We don't got no government playing baby daddy.
Yes, this is true.
Tonight, we are just having a discussion. And this is our white networking. So fourth Tuesday of the month now going forward is always going to be white networking. So guys, always feel free to bring your links to your favorite white businesses, white con. Tonight we're focusing on content creators. We did businesses last week.
Last month.
Time is not linear. Time is just a giant jumbled mass on the floor.
It's fake. Time is fake. Just like space.
Oh. And birds.
And birds.
Except for eagles and fash birds. They're quite real. Oh, man. Let's say hi to our chat real quick. Who we got over here on 88 so far? It looks like we've got Arian Eagle, sister from across the pond, Dare Sturmer. Of course, Kermy hanging out over there. Lynchy06. Okay. Probably got some lurkers. Hi, lurkers. I know for a fact we got Joseph D listening along on Crewbot, so anyone else listen along there. Hi, guys. Do my best Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog here.
People do, like, when they come across my name, they will occasionally do their best Kermit imitation. It's great. I actually saved a few of them. I'll have to dig those up someday.
Some people are really good. I used to be better.
Eric Stryker did that. I don't know, to War Strike one day. He did his best Kermy impression. I don't think I saved that one.
Who was it? Do you remember Jewel, the singer from like back in the late 90s? She kind of like that acoustic hippie sort of. I heard her on an interview once, and she did the best Kermit the Frog I have ever heard. Like, it was even better than actual Kermit the Frog. It was the weirdest, trippiest thing. Then she actually started singing one of her songs in Kermit the Frog voice. It was really weird.
That is odd. Last thing I would have suspected of her.
And then over here in FTJ, we've got, of course, our co-host Kermy. We've got Snail Racer, Unobtrusive, Arian Eagle hanging out in the chat. Possibly some lurkers. If so, hi. I'm like... socially retarded, salty tonight. So,
welcome to 06.
There he is. Hey, / Lynchy. So, yeah, content. Content is kind of like a, I feel like it's a big topic and people talk a lot about it, but they don't really talk about it, if that makes sense, which it probably doesn't.
Kind of. You want to try that again?
Well, everyone's always like, yeah, content, content. They're always talking about the need for content, but like nobody really digs in and discusses what exactly do what we mean by content? Like, how do we define content? And I mean, I haven't seen people like argue over what is and isn't content, which is nice. It's nice to have something we don't argue over. But I feel like it actually encompasses more than most people kind of get into.
Yeah, I mean, a content to me is anything that is original and created, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it could be anything from audio and video to orators, you know? Orators are creating oration, you know?
Yeah.
And it is super important. Both quantity and quality matter in that regard.
Hey, there's Thomas E. Dwyer. Good evening, sir.
Big O Slash. My salute, O Slash.
I did play your song Unobtrusive right before we played the Jew World Order song. We can play it again later if you want.
Yeah, it was a good song, man. We can definitely
That was good, that. Yeah, I had never heard of them, but that was good. Was that the Hanson family?
Yeah.
They were quite good.
I queued it up because, I liked it.
But, yeah, I mean, I look at it as, like, you can kind of break it down into two main categories as far as, like, I look at content. You have those that curate content, and you have those that create content. And sometimes people do both, but, like, by curating, I'm talking people like, you know, Fashbird and I think, like, Walter Mauser.
Yes, very much so.
Does. I know Whitman's got a channel over on Odyssey, I think it is. I'm not sure if his is all just curated. Basically, like, we all know what Fashbird does, right? She archives stuff, and that is so important. That is content. That is very important content, historical content. But I feel like sometimes people don't think of it as content. But, like, to me, that's just as important as the creation aspect.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if we're creating but not curating, then where does the content get heard, you know?
Right.
Another one in that vein that not as well known as everyone you just listed off, but a wonderful curator is Ernst Zundel Video Collection.
He, okay.
Also goes by the whitest goy you know. He's top-notch. He mostly focuses on Ernst Zundel and what's his name? David Irving.
David Irving. Yeah. Irving's another one. It's like when I first started learning any of this stuff, it was watching David Irving and then progressing to Ernst Zundel and then just jumping right off that cliff, skydiving right into it from there. I feel like a lot of us probably started out with those.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, I wonder how many of us actually kind of got our start watching Fash's archive without realizing it.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. I mean, I discover a new channel of hers. It's hers every single week.
Yeah.
I had to actually ask her if a channel was hers about a month ago.
She's everywhere. Fashbird is everywhere.
Oh, a little side note. While the intro, while Zevon was playing, it brought up a bunch of memories. Did you? I don't know if you remember this, but when he was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and instead of like retreating away from the limelight, he went further into the limelight, right? Like shared his experience and everything. It was really cool. He was always on David Letterman. He had him as a regular guest, and he went once after he was diagnosed, and David Letterman asked him like, you know, so I mean, how are you taking all of this? And he said, well, you know, I mean, I'm taking it surprisingly well. I mean, there's no option here. You know, it's what it is. And he asked him, I mean, is there any time where you just reject that this is happening to you? And he said, in the grocery line, it's like, I'm fucking dying here. Can we move this shit up?
I mean, dark humor, but still humor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That some of my earliest memories are Warren Zevon. Warren Zevon, Three Dog Night, or if my mom was in charge of the music, it was Gordon Lightfoot and Anne Murray.
Oh, no, very... both of those. All that shit.
The woman owns every single album Gordon Lightfoot ever produced. 99.9% of them on vinyl.
That's amazing.
Like, she's literally been collecting them since he first came out. So...
Anne Murray's got like 40,000 albums.
Oh God, I couldn't even tell you how many. I know my mom's Lightfoot vinyl collection. Like it, you can't even, you could not scoop up half of it at a time in your arms. Like it would. It, I know I've helped her move. It takes several trips just for that alone. But yeah, so content's interesting to me. Because, like, a lot of people focus on, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is memes. Memes are content.
Absolutely.
You know, we all share them. We sometimes make them. And, of course, people talk about streaming as content, and it can be. Sometimes it's more like, I think of it more as like a talk show, depending on the format, kind of. Like, the kind of content I'm not seeing is kind of what's more surprising. Like, that Jew World Order video, like, one of the reasons I love that so much is it's so different. It's kind of like, you know what, everybody's over here doing this kind of music or that kind of music or with this kind of animation. I'm doing puppets, man. I'm like,
yeah.
I love it.
It's a bit revolutionary, I would say. It's,
yeah.
You know, we have a million and one parodies, which are great. I love lots of that stuff, but it's time to branch out. Like we've expanded about as far as we're going to with parodies. It's not gonna grow in a per capita sense, you know. This
right.
Musicals and puppets, why not? There's only one way to go, and that's up, man.
I mean, who doesn't love puppets?
Exactly,
they're fun. They're puppets. Well, okay, not Punch and Judy. You ever seen Punch and Judy? Like the old Punch sort of British Punch and Judy. I know Der Sturmer knows what I'm talking about. Like, honestly, some of those old-timey Punch and Judy puppets kind of creep me the fuck out.
I don't remember that.
That's definitely more of a British thing. I grew up watching a lot of, like, BBC reruns on local public access TV because my mother was obsessed. But let me see if I can find.
Oh yeah, okay. I just looked it up. Yeah, that's creepy shit, man.
Der Sturmer said I used to go and watch Punch and Judy at the seaside. Yeah, like they're just. I have a picture here. some of them aren't as bad as others. I just want the picture. There we go. Share this up here on the screen. There you go. Childhood flashback for Der Sturmer. Like, these ones aren't too bad. But what's really funny is, like, look at the nose. Look at the nose on that blonde puppet.
Well, yeah, look at that. Look at it.
Look at that. But, yeah. But, like, it's puppets are, like, old school. Like, they've been around for a long time, and it's like, we need to bring them back. Because the Muppets kind of, like, started sucking badly. Especially once Disney bought them. But, like, this is the thing. It's like, I think people think of them as kids' content. I'm like, well, who says we can't make kids' content? That's something that I'm always scratching my head about. Like, yeah, we want to aim at the adults, but, like, one thing we talk about, you know, you and I have talked about, I've talked about with a lot of different people, is if we want to get our people off of the Jew-run media, including entertainment industry, we have to have something better to offer them, something else to offer them, you know? Mm-hmm. And we, like, especially when it comes to kids' content, we just don't have it, sadly. Are you punching your keyboard? That was a very boom, boom sort of sound.
Yeah, sorry. There we go. Yeah, Pipe Dreamer might show later.
Okay. Okay, cool. Hey, if he wants to jump in, just whenever. Yeah, Aaron Eagle says, are we making propaganda for us or for the potential? And that sucks. And then that's the thing. It's like, I had this thought last night, and it was kind of like, if we had stuff that could start gently introducing and teaching our kids from the gate, reinforcing that in all of their content from that they ingest from the gate, if we had been able to do that a generation or two back, like when we were growing up, you know, would we still be struggling where we're at now quite as badly to yeah. try and wake people up? I don't like, I feel like we're gaining really good traction. I don't want to see us fall behind or basically trip over and fall into another generational gap.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And losing momentum could equal could be as simple as equaling a generational gap. Yeah. Definitely yeah. don't want to do that.
Not suck veggie tails. Yeah. Well, there's yeah. a great point in case, like, Christians have been doing this for a while. You know, they put out veggie tails. They have their own, like, sort of movie industry. What is it? Pure Flicks, where they do very clean cut Christian centric movies. They're obviously not high budget Hollywood, but you know, there's a reason for that. They also did the whole music scene, like especially that got big. That took off in the 90s, Christian music. Like they had Christian rap with DC Talk. They had the new, like there was a whole bunch of them. And it's just like, we could do that. We could do the NatSock version of that.
Absolutely. There's nothing stopping us. Always reminded of what Gahari said once. I'm heavily paraphrasing, but he said the best thing that you can do for the good of our people is to just keep doing whatever you're doing, what comes naturally, but do more of it. And so like, all art forms should be welcome. I mean, everything. Any art form that, like, I profess all the time that memery is an extremely important art form, you know? If you're good at that, keep doing it. Absolutely. Right. If you're into puppets, by all means, let's get a fucking white puppet show going. Fun fact, I actually played bass and guitar for a puppet show once. It was fun.
Nice.
Just like a little fair at a Catholic school.
Okay. And see, that's what we need, though. And I mean, I get that in some forms it's hard, you know, but like we have the internet, we have the ability to, like, well, okay, I think you and I have even talked about it. It would not be, we have so many musically talented people. Just in the groups I kind of travel within here on FTJ, 88 and all that, it's not hard for, you know, get Uncle Steve to lay a track with his guitar, you know, shred something, send it over to Aaron Eagle. He can add in, you know, the other guitar, whatever the other guitar part is, rhythm guitar, you know, send it to so-and-so who plays the drums, send it all back to Kermie to pull it all together and do the production end and then release it, you know.
I'm working on a couple of those right now.
See, great minds think alike. Or in my case, like,
collaboration has never been easier. It's ultimately like there's nothing to stop you. Bandlab.com is one of the most amazing, completely free. It's an online digital audio workstation where anyone can come in. You just share the project, and anyone can come in and record on a project.
Nice. I think I spelled that wrong. There it is. Bring this up on. Because I know we got a lot of musical people.
Tons. Most white people are musical in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, we all connect to it in some capacity. Bring this up. Okay. Here we go. So you said this is more like for production. Record, mix, mm-hmm. collaborate. Okay.
This is what Sleep No More uses exclusively. He has the paid tier. There's a paid and a free. The free tier is highly functional.
Nice.
Oh, by the way, Sleep No More is streaming exclusively on Crusaders for some reason. But I'm sure he'll branch out. But yeah, for any of you who are on Crusaders, definitely go check him out. He plays his entire catalog and Miscellaneous, Drilla, and Pearl.
Aw, I miss Drilla.
Yeah, he and I are going to speak soon. Finally got the phone number thing straight.
There's Streamers like, I'm musically retarded. Oh, but you draw. Really? See, that's my problem. Nice. I have too many ideas and very little actual physical talent to do things. So I'm always like, hey, you're good at that? You want to hear my idea?
Well, ideas are a talent, too.
I don't know. Some days I just feel like, you know, whether it's the gods speaking in my head or just, you know, schizophrenia, I don't know. But some days I wish it would stop. Oh, that would be awesome, Der Sturmer. Absolutely. Music is one thing, but like that's another thing. It's like we have a lot of artistically inclined people as well. You know what I would love to see? I would love to see Nat Sock graphic novels. Like, why are we not putting these out?
Yeah, remember last month I sent you one from Moondog 76. Remember?
Yeah, actually, I think
that does exist.
Oh, I hope I didn't delete that crap. Where would I have put that?
Oh, Der Sturmer, absolutely. Submit your own stuff for sure. Anybody who's made your own stuff, submit anything. We'd love to see it.
Oh my God! In fact, yeah.
We play my Uncle Birthday song.
Hell yeah!
Miss Catfish, hey.
There's Mrs. Catfish. Oh slash, throwing an actual. That's the new phrase, Kermit Coin. We're throwing an actual. It means you're throwing an actual Roman. You're picking up the Legionnaire and you're chucking him over Hadrian's Wall so the Scots can just beat him the fuck up. Did you want that shared on screen, Der Sturmer, or you want me to keep that on the down low? Because I will absolutely share that on stream.
Yeah, when I say you all should send your stuff in, I mean, like, if you want it shown, of course.
Ha ha, I'm special. I got it first.
Look at you.
Share it? Okay. Give me 1 second. Just heard. Oh, yeah. Huntress sent me a track she and Spy were working on. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not going to say any more about it because they'll release that.
Oh, very cool, man. Time,
but fucking mind blown. All right. And let me see how
he's a bona fide musician. Like he's a real keyboard player. He plays in a band. I think it's a cover band, but yeah, he's a real pianist.
No, I
is
don't.
My
want
mic
to
okay?
Your mic's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Bigot. Yeah, James Mason is like, yeah, he's definitely like the beatnik of white nationalism.
No. Okay. Somebody please get on that in the chat. Somebody give me a James Mason as a beatnik playing the bongos meme. I must have it.
I love it.
I'm thinking if I share this here, then I can open it up in a tab. All right. Open link in new tab. There we go. Alrighty, let me get this up on the screen. Like, I mess around with the AI art, but, like, that's not really... It's art, but it's not like I made it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, prompting is an art in and of itself, but it's not the same, you know.
But see, like, I couldn't do that. I'm really good with stick figures. Like, that... I can draw the hell out of a stick figure.
Oh, this is Der Sturmer?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking amazing, man. That's like professional tattoo artist level shit, you know?
Hell yeah. That's
very
fucking
cool.
Amazing. Love it. So, but yeah, like, I don't even know what all I want to say about all this. It's like, I could talk nothing burgers for an hour about it, but like, you know, I can't, what was the name of the one with the graphic novel again? Because I think I deleted that link.
Moondog 76.
Moondog. Whoops. 76.
Seeds.
Like what's
that? Oh, his website's down. I found his site, but it is
okay.
Not available.
Dag nabbit. Because I know I was really excited by that, you know, the graphic novel idea.
Yeah.
But like that's something that, you know, would possibly be easier to achieve than some of the like some people can get the animations, like Woodsman, he's in our FTJ chat right now. Like, I can't believe what that man can get the AI video to do. Like,
oh yeah, he's a craftsman of AI.
Like, I'm starting to get Grok to cooperate with me a little bit, but I got to be real polite to him first.
Yeah, he doesn't play as well as he used to. Can't get anything Third Reich imagery. Mm-hmm. I did get it that Uncle Birthday song, the picture in there. I did get it to AI Hitler to modify the picture, but I never said who it is. I was just like, take this man. Expand the sides of this man, remove the man on the left. I just never said who it was, and it did work for that. But it won't like add Swazis to anything anymore.
Like, I'm trying to find some of the stuff Woodsman puts up. Like, here we go. How do you get that? Grok doesn't play that nice with me. Fucking
awesome, man. I always say, people are probably tired of hearing me say this, but there are certain things that I drive into the ground, and this is one of them. AI is for comedy and propaganda.
Yeah. Like,
that's what we need to be utilizing AI for more than anything else. And it's perfect for that, and Woodsman has really honed that craft. He employs both. He makes hilarious propaganda.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not already following him and you're on X, like, please go do so. It's freaking, like, he put, I gotta find the one he put up yesterday. Where is it? Now I'm not gonna find it. Maybe. I scroll down below this. Nope. It's not there. There it is. This was great.
By the gears of old, awaken! Let the light of knowledge shine. By the gears of old, awaken!
That is awesome.
Like, just the way he gets it to it. And, you know, I personally, we all know I'm obsessed with the steampunk stuff. And that is one of the harder things to get the AI to do. So I don't know how he manages it, but it's freaking amazing. Arian Eagle just reminded me to look up. There we go. Adolf Elmer on Twitter. I guess he's doing, we reject Vivek with Legos. I guess he does a lot of actual, like, Elmo. He's Elmo Waffen in a way. I'm trying to scroll down and see some of his content. Oh, here's another good one. We'll check out then. The White Rabbi. He does.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
The music he does is like, again, how do you get the AI to play that nicely with you?
Yeah, prompting is an art form, man. I'm not great at it. Takes some learning. I just sent one to you. It's one of my favorite. Eagle sent this to me the other day. It is just awesome.
What's that? Oh, the what you just sent to my Telegram.
Yeah.
You can share the screen, I think, from your end if you want to pop that up there. So, like, underneath where the video player is, you should have all those buttons like mute, stop video, add cam, and share.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Click share, yeah. And then just select your window or tab or what have you.
Let's see. I'm a little uncomfortable with that. I'm not prepared. I didn't think of that in advance and no telling what's going to pop up. This is I'm working off of two computers. Like some personal information might be easily shown.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Yeah, I'll try and download that and share. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious though. I'll figure out how to download that and share that.
Yeah.
Because I brought it up. I have my phone right next to me, so I brought it up on my phone and I'm like, oh crap, now I've got to bring it up on the laptop. Was the other one? Well, let me share this back up. Like, you can find a lot of interesting stuff on Twitter. I will always call it Twitter.
Yeah. Aaron Eagle, King of the Reich. Yeah, that is good shit, man. It's this new, like, it's King of the Hill, but all Third Reich regalia. It's awesome.
Yeah. He just played them for me, I think, last night, and I was like, what the hell? Hang on, let me...
Bobby, we need to talk about marriage and making babies.
Dad, I'm 13. I don't even know if I want a family. Gee.
Never too early to think, son. You stay away from Connie. Don't even touch her. Marry a white girl who looks like you. You know, white people are only 7% of the population now. We need more strong hill kids that actually look like hills, not abominations. Remember the 14 words?
We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children.
That's right, Bobby. The sun will rise again.
I want to know how the hell he gets the voices that spot on.
AI vocal replication is basically like, you know, a lot of the higher end stuff, like most humans can't really tell the difference, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Red Fred. Good to see you. He just popped in over on FTJ.
Hey, Mr. Red Fred.
So, yeah, like I said, guys, if you got videos, content you want to see popped up on the screen, just drop it right in the chat. This one was funny.
Especially, I'll repeat, anything that you guys have made yourself or your friends have made, especially, that's what we showcase your stuff, man. Don't be shy.
Showcase your work. And if you have ideas for, you know, something you'd like to collaborate with, shout it out and, you know, we'll see who we can find that has the skills needed.
Hey, everybody, this is Dale Dribble. I just started my new X channel, King of the Reich. Hank, Bobby, Boomhauer, all the gang and Silly Zog exposing stories, answering who did 9/11, and showing the Hooknose tribe their way to Saturn. Come check it out and follow quick before, well, you know, they do what they do. As always, friends, never lose your smile.
This is so amazing.
I like how they have the Sonnen Rad behind it. Like, yeah. That was hilarious. I'm trying to figure out King of the Reich. I don't know how to share. Can I share copy link to profile? Like, how to share actual links for people's Twitter pages, but if you just look them up at King of the Reich X, like, you'll find them.
But you just go up to the address bar, right click.
Oh. Hat. You know, that was disturbingly simple.
You're doing great. You're doing a bang up job, kid.
Pats on the head for Salty. Oh, man. Oh, I wanted to go into my have you seen this one, Kermie?
No.
This is my white like, rabbi.
Like Oompa Loompa? What is happening?
Hang on. I'm trying to figure out if I can blow it up, and I don't know if I can. No, wait. Here we go. Make sure it's coming up on... There we go. Just watch. I'm just gonna let the whole thing play.
Sure.
We can hile if we want to. We can leave the weak behind. Cause the weak don't hile, and if they don't hile, well then no fault of mine. I say, we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like the master race, reborn, leave the impure far behind. And we can dance, we can dance, we can dance, everything's under control. We can dance, we can dance, we're hiling it pole to pole. We can dance, everybody raise up your hands. We can dance, everybody's taking the chance. S.S. Dance,
oh yeah,
the S.S. Dance. Real neat from our boots to our feet and surprise them with the victory cry. Say, we can hile if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can hile real hard and totally unguarded. And I can hile like an Uberman. We can dance, we can dance. Everything's under control. We can dance, we're doing it. Seek hile, pole to pole. We can dance. Everybody raise up your hands. We can dance.
I died laughing so hard the first time I saw that. That was just like the best. I could not believe that. Yeah, that was White Rabbi. He does a lot of really fun music. Also on here.
That was muted. Yeah, that was absolutely genius, man. Sick Hiles, my absolute favorite part. I'm going to repeat, comedy, propaganda. When you combine those two things, like stuff like this, it's extremely, even if you still think Hitler was an evil man, that's funny. That broke people in, you know?
Yep.
And it desensitizes people to Third Reich imagery, you know? Shit like that is extremely effective.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
It's like a sort of deprogramming agent, if you will.
I do have to admit, and don't nobody, if anybody even talks to him, don't nobody tell him I said that. But the little midget they had
looked a little bit like a dwarf or midget Bert Colucci.
Just a little bit.
What did you say? You kind of broke up for me.
It almost looked like a midget version of Bert Colucci. Just don't tell him I said
that. That was intentional. Little Bert.
It just like that stuck out to me a little bit. Like, was that on purpose? Because I mean, it's funny either way. Actually, I think I have one of his saved. He actually, he did one for me. He was like, hey, give me any ideas. And I'm like, steampunk pirate airship fighting off zombies, which are controlled by evil Jewish necromancers. And he literally did a song about it. It was all sorts of awesome.
That is great.
I won't put everyone through that, though. It's kind of very much in the style of Alestorm, which is not everybody's cup of tea.
I love Alestorm.
Oh, well, in that case, twist my arm. Twist my arm.
Something that I've been thinking about today regarding this show is a point I like to make is to people is that being explicitly white power is not necessary for white power art, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
To me, the police are one of the greatest bands of all times. I know Stuart Copeland's a fucking Jew, I know. But they're an amazing band. And they are, to me, white power is all hell, man. Mm-hmm. Because they envelop the white spirit completely. Do you see people from Chad making police songs? No. People from the UK make police songs. It's fucking white power shit, man. Anything that gets that white spirit moving is white power to me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's actually a very pertinent point because a lot of people, I feel, want to focus on like engaging the actual verbal end of that, like pushing the different phrases. And while that's important, like you said, to be white power, it's really just about uplifting white people and Aryan people and reinforcing our core values. So you don't have to say, you know, I name this song, you know, Death to All Niggers, because, you know, first of all, that's kind of implied, but it's kind of like, okay, so my content, I'm not focusing a whole lot on fuck the Jews. I'm focusing on, okay, what can we do to help white people be better, do better, be happier, healthier, etc. So it's a balance, you know, not saying it's not important to have the one, but we're not really getting much of the other, and that's something we do need to kind of keep those scales balanced. Too much of the focusing on the fucking Jews, we all get those black-pilled moments. We need the stuff that's going to white-pill us again.
Absolutely. You don't win by focusing on the negative 24/7. In fact, I think once you've passed a certain Rubicon in awareness, I think it's very bad to focus on black pills. Like, we all know the crime stats. 1360, all you have to do is say 1360. Everybody knows what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, focusing on that kind of shit is not good for you, man. We need to be focusing on our own creations, reminding ourselves that we are a collective, and that what we produce collectively is gorgeous and unparalleled by any others.
Absolutely.
And Schwartz, good to see you, right? Fucking power. Somebody banned Schwartz.
What?
Somebody. No, I said somebody banned him. We're always joking about banning.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a second. What am I missing here? Yeah, we just had Unruled Julius School of Fish and Mr. Schwartzwalder, Schwartzy for short, pop into the chat over on 88. So, hey, white fucking power, guys. This is kind of just like a meandering conversation tonight for anybody just coming in. That's okay. It's a fun time. We got Kermie hanging out.
These are our best shows. We just talk shit.
Check that site, ban me. No, Schwartzy, no. Absolutely not. I just scrolled past that. Where was it? Dolores. Just touching real briefly back on one I would consider a curator. Here's another really good one. I don't know if she has any other sites or she's just on Twitter, but Dolores Hayes puts out phenomenal content. Everything from, you know, clips of documentaries, old footage, and it's a nice blend of the ideology as well as cultural.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed following following her page. It's one of those white pilled moments where you can scroll through Twitter and you're doom scrolling and you're like, oh my god, this is so fucking bright. Oh look, here's a really cool picture from Berlin in 1930. What's it? You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm on my like third Twitter account for 1 year. I've really started to exclude a lot of people that I used to follow, like mm-hmm. people that are just constantly putting up new nigger videos. I'm just fucking over it, man. I don't want to see it anymore. We all know what goes on in Waffle House. This mm-hmm. is the kind of shit that I want.
Yeah. And that's my concern is like, you know, I forget who it was said recently, if it was Carl. I think it might have been Carl said something about be real careful, like in the very near future as we go forward and this movement does start to grow and spread a little bit, they're going to try and get people in and bring it down again. And I personally feel one of the ways they're going to do that is by trying to redirect the focus just to the negative. Oh, fucking niggers. Oh, fucking niggers. And we're all depressed. And now we're all feeling hopeless and suffering from inertia again, just because not inertia, whatever it is where you're like, I can't move.
Yeah. Paralysis.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, that's Yuri Beznikov talks about that in his famous interview, that 90s or 80s interview about mm-hmm. about Bolshevik tactics and everything. That's one of the main things he talks about. It's like you just demoralization is everything. That's how you arrest the people. You demoralize them. You can show them, like there's a meme where it shows like the world and the beauty of the world in the background, but then it shows that these people that are being held captive and this like light show, kind of like a puppet show kind of thing, just mm-hmm. shows them the negative of the world and that's it. And they never want to leave that cave because they're horribly depressed, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so it doesn't even matter what reality is. If you make people believe that there's no hope, well, then mm-hmm. guess what? There's no fucking hope.
Yeah. I mean, admittedly, like, something as little as, okay, what music I try and play, I play on pre-shows. It's always a crapshoot. You never know what you're going to get. But I do try to stick to more upbeat music because it's like I want people to remember, like, hey, we can make fun music. We can have upbeat energy and kind of boost everybody up a little bit. And it's something small and little, but if we were all, you know, able to do that, like, I think the cumulative effect, it would be one of those cases of the sum being greater than the equal of the parts.
Absolutely.
So, ooh, we got some links coming in on over here on 88. Let me pop some of those up. Julius Schoolafish shared a mm-hmm. NatSoc reading list.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
This is from a Substack. NatSoc Today, 2026 reading list. Oh, okay. Did you? Okay. He shared that in both the chats, guys. So go ahead and grab that link. Always a good one. Okay. So it's a good list. Yeah. Are you going to say something?
I've got one that I like to. So, I was, you know, I mean, I've been a nationalist for a long time, but you know, these circles, like things changed, you know, like 3 years ago when I discovered GTV and all that, and back then we had there was a lot more music being made. It was kind of a heyday. Like people who've been around in these circles for longer than me even said that. Yeah, like you know, you came in at the moment where everything was really booming. Mm-hmm. And my friend who may be on the show later, Pipe Dreamer, he was on the top 40 back then. And one song in particular stood out to me. I absolutely fell in love with his music. And now he's my bro. Now we're on a first name basis.
Right.
But it's one of the most beautiful, explicitly nationalist songs. It just all inspiring that I've ever heard. Yeah, I would like to share that.
Yeah. Do you?
It's 5 minutes, so it's not short, but it's.
It should be drop long. It. Drop it in the private chat here, right in the streaming in Talk Studio, and I can bring it right up in a tab.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So, just doing the other day. Clear that down a while. There it is. There okay. Go. Cool. Sweet. Then I can slide that right up there. And, well, open a new tab before you click the link, dummy. I'm always doing that.
Oh.
Okay. So, and then I'm like, no, don't kill my stream. Okay. So Pipe Dreamer is on Odyssey.
Yeah.
Very cool guy. Very
He's
cool.
got a YouTube channel now as well. I need to find it.
Okay, let's see. Screen. Let's proceed. Pipe Dreamer. Share. I'm also going to... Whoops. Okay, now it's being a butthead. So, which song is it here?
Is that just your... Rise Again, the third one.
Okay.
Thank you.
with bright eyes gleaming. Motivation for you to carry on, so there are people out again to be strong once more like we were before. Rise again, stand up right now with a fire in your hearts, and know that we will rise again to be strong once more.
Fucking fire or what?
Mute Waffen. I was muted. Oh crap. But yeah, check out Pipe Dreamer over here on Odyssey. There's actually a number of us over here on Odyssey. My Odyssey channel I haven't done anything with in I don't know how many months. I just don't have enough hours in the day.
I try to get away from it. It's just my go to. I'm just so used to it. And I can't stand uploading to four different platforms. And Odyssey just works, man.
I was uploading to both Odyssey and BitChute for a while there. I need to get caught up, but I've got so many months worth of shows to do. But it's just like, I don't want to. Hey, Dear Streamer's back for a little bit. Awesome sauce. Because who else is on? I know Walter Melzer is on here.
Is he? Walter. Quite fucking power, bro.
Now he's one I would definitely classify.
Talking you up earlier.
Yeah, he's right here on Odyssey. And something I didn't know, like, I think some of the stuff he puts up is, like, PDFs, which I didn't even know you could upload on Odyssey before.
Yeah, pictures, PDFs, video, audio, just about anything you want.
So, like, here...
Yeah, he's got tons of reads. In fact, it's one of my long-term projects is I want to build an online library, and he's going to be... He and of course Fashburg, but not of videos, but of literature, you know.
Yes.
And I definitely want him to be a curator, an admin for that project.
I mean, he's got so much cool stuff on here. I kind of went into like overload when I first looked at his page. Like, I don't know what to read first. Too many cool choices. Just bring up. I mean. This one's got tanks. You can't go wrong with tanks. But
one of my favorite memes I've ever seen is a picture of a cat on the barrel of a tank. And the caption is, your chances of getting mowed down by a cat in a tank are low, but they are never zero.
Yeah. Never zero. Cats, you got to be careful with cats. They're tricky. They're tricky little beasts.
They are.
I had a cat once, 20 plus years ago, and someone had tossed her out of a moving vehicle when she was a baby, when she was a kitten. So, like, her one eye was all fucked up, so I joked that she was my pet pirate kitty, and I would walk around with her sitting on my shoulder. It was all sorts of awesome. Hey, Klasha! Klasha's over on 88. Good to see you, sister. She spent months reading after finding Walter Mauser. He's the... Yes. Like, the invaluableness of that resource. Because, like, I got to remember to try and find some of the PDFs I share out for different streams off of his page. Because sometimes it can be hard to find really readable ones on, like, my usual go-to sites. Like, the formatting is sometimes really weird. What is this? Okay. Let me... School of Fish has got another... link for us. Reich's photo. What? What sort of awesomeness do we have here? School of Fish just dropped this one. Adolf Hitler among the Luftwaffe Reichs photo. So, okay, it looks like photographs. Oh, God, now I got that song playing in my head. Damn it. I'm having a very ADD brain day.
That's why there's no script. It's just
yeah, there was no way I was going to be able to stick to a script. Uh-oh. Unobtrusive. Bigot out there having adventures. A couple female Mormon missionaries just rocked up on me recruiting. I was nice to them, chatted, yet declined. Didn't clobber them with controversy or pushback. Whew. I've never had to interact with the Mormons. I've had Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door a couple of times.
Sorry, I'm not a very good multitasker. And I was,
you're fine.
My brain was elsewhere. It doesn't look like Pipes is going to be able to come on.
That's okay. It was really last minute, so it's no worries. I was just glad you were able to come on. I really appreciate it.
I love these shows, man. I love talking shit on the internet with friends. It's just never gets old.
One, I feel like everyone makes a big deal out of streamers, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I love you all, and I love that you all want to hang out with me, but like, there's a lot of people out there making a contribution, so I just like to highlight them.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, just being up here on stream 3 days a week doesn't make me special, you know?
Right.
It just means like, I talk a lot. But
we have some stuff in common there.
Hey, can you, I wanted to play the song you and Pipes did. Can you drop that in the Talk Studio chat, the link for that?
Make it easier for the you. Uncle birthday song?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We must listen to that again.
I'd be honored. Yeah, so I entered the Flood and Fash Uncle Birthday competition, and Pipes, who is an actual guitarist, played guitar for me, and I realized I can no longer sing or play the guitar, but I went ahead and sung the best I could, but I had to farm out the guitar, and he just nailed it, made like a real solo and everything. He's a classically trained, incredibly talented guitarist. He plays everything, but his mastery is his guitar. There you go.
Nice. All right, let me bring this up and get that in there. Nice. Get this queued up. Pause.
What's left to learn from you? Hang on your take back the reins? Do they cry in pain and vindicate your name? So happy birthday, I swear this gift to you, as I live and breathe, so do you through me.
So, I do gotta ask you though, like, who wrote the lyrics? Was that a collaboration? Did you guys work on that together, or?
No, I wrote pretty much everything, and did some mock-up guitar, pipes. He and I worked on a few things now, but no, I wrote all that. I can't sing or play guitar anymore, but I can still write.
I thought the singing was great. Okay. I'm just saying.
Every artist is his or her worst critic.
Oh yeah. I still won't watch my own replays. So I get it.
Yeah. I've gotten to a point where I can do that now. And it's not like a fart sniffing thing. It's just like, I have to know like how I come across, you know?
Yeah.
That's the only way you can really make changes. It's not easy at first. My first interview was on White Pill with Mammaloid, and I downloaded that the next day, and I couldn't, like, I played like 2 seconds of it, and I instantly shut it off, and I didn't listen to it until like a couple of weeks ago.
Damn.
It's hard, but I think it's good to do.
It is. I mean, I've done it. I've watched some of my replays, especially if I'm doing any kind of editing, and it's just like, okay, I'm not looking. I'm just fast forwarding.
Yeah.
Kermit, I'm showing your Odyssey page. Ha ha ha.
Oh, cool.
Where did you find the Jew World Order song?
It's on Twitter. It's in the open the link. It's in the description.
Okay.
Yeah, let's definitely share that out.
Okay, yeah.
The x.com. Oh, well, it's taken down, of course.
Of course
it's taken down. See, this is why you gotta repost it, man.
Yeah. But hey, at least we have it saved for posterity's sake right here.
Absolutely.
Because that was freaking incredible. I hope to see more out of that individual.
And
this was just like a random find on Twitter?
Yeah, I forget exactly. It was just like somebody that I follow had replied to it or something.
Okay.
Let's see here.
DJ Reich Terror to listen to. I just saw his name down here in the comments.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's like hardcore 250 BPM electro to Third Reich imagery.
Dude, that's like the perfect, like, drum and bass style? Sort of?
I don't know. That's more Northman's territory. He understands all these like subgenres and what they're called and all. I just call it 250 BPM hardcore techno.
I know him. Like if I have trouble sleeping, I will put on like some insanely fast dark drum and bass mix, just like generic mixes, because like I fall asleep to that shit. I find it very relaxing, oddly enough.
Yeah. there's Pipe Dreamer, my buddy.
What's that?
Pipe Dreamer, he's in 88, my brother.
Hey, Pipe Dreamer, good to see you. / Throne of Roman.
He's really my brother. I fucking love that man. We have plans to meet someday.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of you guys that I want to meet someday.
For sure.
Working on making that happen.
Yeah. I like the plan.
What is that, Schwartzy? I can't even read that word. This is real white fucking power autistic Spergwaffen. I'm not sure.
I think he's talking about DJ Reich Terror.
Oh, okay.
it's spurgy fucking like high energy screaming music.
Oh, screamy music? Okay, I'm not as good on the screamy. Oh, dear Sturmer, someday we will meet someday, and I'm gonna give you like the biggest hug, and it's gonna be like all sorts of white fucking power awesomeness. I will get back on a plane and cross an ocean if I have to.
Yeah. Dude, I do hope. Like, I'm not going to the UK right now, but I really would love. I want to see Ireland. Like, I really want to see Ireland in person. I'd love to meet Drilla.
Yeah. I didn't make it into Ireland, but 20-odd years ago, I did make it over to England, and we were able to dip up into Scotland for about a day trip.
Awesome.
I have a picture of young Salty standing on the remains of a mile fort along Hadrian's Wall.
Oh, that's cool shit, man. You gotta send that to me someday.
Oh god, I gotta find it. I'm not even sure where that photo album is, but no, it was all sorts of awesome. Like, anyone that does have the opportunity to travel anywhere in Europe, like, I know it's risky, but if you have an opportunity to do it safely, I encourage it. Like, one thing, I see this kind of weird dichotomy where some people only want to focus on America here and now and don't give a shit about our history being descendants of Europe. And then some people only want to focus on the European descendant aspect and don't give a fuck about modern America. I'm like, guys, there's no ground here, honestly. But yeah, if you can, especially if you can travel to where your family originated from, I definitely, someday, I will get to Germany.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I would definitely love to see the fatherland for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's not like all of Europe is a war zone, right? You know,
right.
We're not there yet.
Oh, yeah. Der Sturmer even just said, as long as you know the places to avoid, you should be okay. And that's exactly. That's very true. Actually, Shlomo was saying something similar a while back where he said he came across the border for a day trip or something. And he's like, you know, you avoid certain areas because it was in a bigger city. And he's like, you just avoid the bad neighborhoods and mind your P's and Q's and, you know, situational awareness and you're good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, probably not going to want to go to Oslo. You know, where they are, you know. It's like fucking just full of no-go zones. The whole whole thing is no-go zones. That's what Red Ice named their one of their show segments after what they call Oslo.
Yeah, that is bad. Like certain like Scandinavia. If it's so bad, fucking PewDiePie had to move to Japan. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know he moved to Japan. Wow.
Yeah, PewDiePie moved to Japan a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of traitorous to me.
I was kind of like, you're telling me there's, like, I understand him wanting to get out of Scandinavia with everything that was going on. I absolutely understood that. But I'm like, dude, you're married to an Italian woman. There's lots of places in Italy that are safe. Like, you just avoid the southern end of Italy, you're fine. You're telling me you had to move all the way to Asia. It's that anime.
Yeah.
Everyone falls in love with the anime. See, we need to be making white people versions of that shit.
Absolutely. Oh, dude, the new Truth Nook series. I forget what it's called. They're long, so we don't have time to actually play an episode for
right.
like 12 minutes. But this is like some of the most amazing, powerful new propaganda I've seen. It's hold on, I will find it.
I was going to say, I can look them up right here on...
Weimar World, bam. Weimar World is the name of the series. And like I told him on X in a comment, I'm not going to call this his best work because that would be an insult to Blitzkrieg. And
right.
he put out so much good stuff. But this is by far the best short content of his. It's extremely
okay.
powerful. It really highlights in a very exaggerated sense what is actually happening. Like it's funny. It starts out, and I didn't like it at first because this guy wakes up and he goes to greet the world, and then a bunch of niggers go in his house as he's leaving to go fuck his wife, and he's just smiling about it, right? So it like set this horrible feeling with me at first, but as the video goes on, you absolutely begin to understand why that exists. It's really, really well written.
One, I am encouraged to see that people are starting to, you know, it's great to kind of cover the classics, but like, okay, now he's writing episodes, and it's like we need to replace TV shows, we need to replace movies, you know, we've got a lot of good, like, you know, we just went over a lot of good musical replacements that we're building up. Let's start attacking these other forms of content. Let's get some more episodic sort of TV style episodes of stuff going. Let's get some books. Freaking books, just not like the heavy reading, but like the light reading, novel kind of reading. You can put healthy book content out there too to replace the crap that the Jew wants us reading.
Absolutely.
So
whatever your talent is, just keep doing it.
Yeah. See, that and I.
Pipe Dreamer is part of a group. It's loosely like remnants of what used to be the White Art Collective. I'm sure a lot of us know what the White Art Collective, that was like Emily Yukas and Hyreth were probably the two most famous people in that collective, but that is no more. White Art Collective is no more, but it's sort of evolved into what is now known as Fedora Favorites.
Okay.
Hit that link if you're still listening, Pipes. And he Pipe Dreamer entered for the last 2 years that I know, and that's a really good stuff. Like little clubs like that, like where we could call it compete, but really we're just collectivizing, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that is great. So when you said when you were talking about books, you know, like we should have book clubs, we should have song competitions. Should have writing workshops, you know, like no AI allowed writing workshops.
Yes. I mean, and not to knock the content creators that utilize the AI, that is a whole skill set in and of itself. You know, start sharpening up some of these other skills as well. Snail Racer said, my grandmother was born on a farm in Norway. The house burnt down, and her mother, father, and baby brother... Ooh, that's sad. She and her sister pushed a wheelbarrow full of food 200 miles to get to town and live with one of their older sisters. Yeah, Norway. I mean, that's the sad part about Scandinavia. Wow. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I
know it's a Jude-up TV series, but I was obsessed with Vikings.
Oh, you said it. You said the bad word. Okay, Pipe Dreamer says White Oak Creators Telegram.
Yeah, okay. White Oak Guild. That's it. It goes by a bunch of different names. I can't remember exactly.
If you don't mind, Pipe Dreamer, I'm going to share that over here in the FTJ chat for those folks as well.
Sure, that's fine.
Yeah, like this is a thing. Oh, I know. ADD Squirrel. you were saying like at the beginning of the conversation tonight about like comedy, utilizing comedy, and it sparked a thought that I promptly forgot until just a second. Stand-up comedy. Let's get some stand-up fucking comedy. Should we do a comedy club, a stand-up comedy club night some night? And just be like, hey, everybody, you get 5 minutes.
Dude, do your bit. You come up with bomb ideas all the time. That is fucking awesome. I love it. So let's start planning it after the show.
Okay. We can absolutely do that. Just don't expect me to get up and be the comic, because no, that is not my forte.
Yeah, no. I
will host the space. Well, we don't have Nazi nightclub right now, so why don't we have Nazi comedy club?
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Maybe once a month or something. Oh my God! Yes, Arian Eagle just said the best idea. Get Shlomo on.
Yeah, and you have to have Flood on there too. He's
if he has time.
Yeah. That dude, he can talk some shit, man.
But very, like,
both he and Shlomo are very abstract in their comedy. Yeah. It's like real genius.
Yes.
Their approaches are, there's a lot, you can tell, like, you can see, like, the IQ meter, like, getting pegged is, like, the weirder they get with their jokes. And they're, like, reaching into these
into the ether,
fucked up recesses where reality is and comedy collide.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, I like this idea. We'll have to dig into this and spread the word, and everybody start sharpening up your stand-up comedy skills. I'm liking. I've been wanting to do something as kind of an homage to Drilla, but obviously I can't do like Drilla. Like I don't know the music. I don't have nearly that level of energy.
Yeah.
Oh, Buchenwaldo. Oh, there's another good idea to have.
Oh, he is a. Yeah, he's absolutely hilarious. He's very dry and subtle.
Dry humor can be quite entertaining.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Wolf Shield Studio. Okay, Pipe Dreamer says Wolf Shield Studios stream replays, including Fedora favorites. Okay.
Nice.
We'll
put your YouTube link to Pipes.
Yes. If anybody has pages like their own. If anyone has their own pages that they want to promote, drop them in the chats, and you know I can share from one chat to the other, and we will blast you out. That's part of what White Power Networking episode is about. If any of your friends with them reach out to him, who Shlomo? Who are we reaching out to, Schwartzy?
Shlomo is everybody's friend. Yeah, I'm confused by that too.
I'm confused by a lot, so it's nothing new for me. If anybody has any last requests for something to put up on the screen, you've got a couple minutes to get it in before I pick a play out song. Shlomo broke his collarbone. I'm gonna have to call him.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sucks, man.
Dag nabbit, Shlomo.
I've
You're too far away for me to bring you vegetarian chicken soup. But
I heard that. That's like one of the worst bones to break.
Yeah. I think Eagle, actually. Arian Eagle, you made the picture I have up on the screen, right? That was one of yours.
I'm not sure. He's made so much stuff.
Yes. He makes, like, bomb-ass amazing stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys, chunk in some links, man. Just anything that's in implicitly or explicitly white that inspires you for whites, by whites. Doesn't have to be, like, by you or by somebody you know, but just something that is by whites. That brings you joy, you know, helps course correct you when you're in a bad way, something that picks you up and puts you in a better way. Like that's why I submitted Rise Again, because that song is that for me, you know.
Yeah.
I find it very inspiring. These sorts of things matter.
Yeah.
Incredibly.
I know. I'm not going to share it on screen because, like, I catch the reels on my Facebook, which has my actual name. Nobody needs to know that. but, like, it's this young white couple, and they have, like, the two most adorable fucking beautiful little blonde-haired baby girls. And one's, like, 2 and one's, like, 6-7 months old. And they're just, like, the happiest little babies. And sometimes when I'm having a really shit day, I'll go on and just scroll their reels for a few minutes. Just be like, oh, my God, a happy white family. You know, little things like that are important. And, like, I'm sure these people are probably nowhere near on our side. Doesn't fucking matter. It makes me feel better to see this.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely a nice break from, like, everywhere else you look, you're seeing, like, in advertisements, in any kind of media, it's always the miscegenation. You got some baboon-ass looking nigger with a white chick, and I'm like, gross.
Oh. All of life is one giant humiliation ritual at this point.
They don't know what they're up against. Like, honestly, like...
Oh, we're due for a chimp out very soon.
Gross. Hey, there's Shlomo. There you are. Hey, how you feeling, buddy. Bud? Aaron Eagle just dropped this link. Let's see what we got on BitChute.
Oh, very cool.
Ah, yes.
Hang on.
I'm gonna back this up and put this on full screen so people can see it better. This, yeah, I love this one.
I'm sorry, I'm not sub to you.
Oh, it's autoplay. Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah, he did this one for me a while back.
Hey, guys, sub to Arian Eagle. The link is right up there. BitChute, the last BitChute link in FTJ. I'll get it over here to 88 as well. Sub to your brother, Arian Eagle.
See, now I gotta show off just a little bit here. He's been doing these really awesome PSAs.
Oh, this is great. I love this one.
And now for another public service announcement from Arian Eagle.
The people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Tell them they are being attacked, and denounce the peacemakers for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger.
Hail victory!
I think this is one of the first ones he did.
I love the... It's like the Doctor Who TARDIS.
Yep, but the Nazi bell.
There's one he sent me recently, a fox in war, a Nazi fox. That was really cool stuff, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what all... He's got a bunch... Like, this was cute. Like, the idea, like, with this one, I think, was, like, playing around with what we can do as far as kids' animation.
I wonder who the Green Goblin represents.
Yeah, he's got some fun shit on there, guys. So definitely check that out.
When in doubt, I like adding the Benny Hill theme to any video makes an instant hit. The very first video that I did, even touched a video editor, that's the song I use.
All right, folks.
I might send you that. It's like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely send it. I mean, I'm spoiled. I get to see all Arian Eagle stuff before anyone else. But y'all should definitely check that out.
Yeah, he sends me stuff all the time. That's always gold. Every single time. There you go.
There we go. Alrighty.
This is the very first video that I made. I uploaded stuff before that, but it's the first edit.
Hilarious.
I thought you might like that.
That's great. Little things like that, like you said, humor is so important. But that being said, you know, there's like something I always say is people tend to think of, we know entertainment is propaganda. So obviously we want to utilize these entertainment type things, but it's like, don't ever forget there's more to entertainment than just video or movie, or it's books, video. We didn't even get into video games.
Yeah.
You know,
last month, we did we show that last month that there's that, European, white nationalist video game company. I can't remember the name of it.
I think we did. I don't think I have that link saved anymore. I accidentally deleted the wrong file the other week. But yeah, like there's, well, even board games, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you got a 3D printer?
That's a like, really good point, actually.
Oh wait, there's one other thing I wanted to share first, and I just got to find it in the chat. Crap! How far back was that?
FYI, anybody who didn't just sub to Arian Eagle on BitChute, you're going in the volcano.
I will drop you there from my pirate ship. My flying pirate ship. Now I can't find it. Arian Eagle had shared the link for Johnny Doomsayer's AIs that you can download, because Filthy in the chat had asked about AI recommendations, and now I can't find the link. There it is, Volktech Online. I'm going to just bring that up really fast. It's not strictly speaking content creation, but just as something a white power person has put a lot of work into, you know? Just wanted to give Johnny a shout out real quick. So yeah, just go to Volktech, and if you are looking for... Whoops. Dadnabbit, I keep hitting... Okay, that's it.
Hey, Ghost, how are you, man? Schwarzwater says, just buy tons of RAM and a 6000 series card. Great prices right now. It's a joke about the incredibly inflated price in basically all the tech that is required for AI production. I saw the best meme the other day. It was cats... riding, it was a video, cats riding on the back of chickens, doing like Marco Polo, like, you know, what's the game of chicken, right?
Just like
cats beating each other up, and the caption at the bottom was, "This is why RAM costs $900
Yes, sadly. Aw. All right. If anybody has any suggestions for a play, well, you know what, we're just gonna play Jew World Order again for our playout, because I want to, and it's awesome. But I do want to shout everybody out in the chat real quick, and Kermie, if you can stick around for a few minutes after, we'll start working on ideas for a Nazi comedy club.
Oh, you got it.
All right, over here in 88, we had an amazing group. An Otter's Ghost 88, Aryan Eagle, Klasha, Julius School of Fish, Lynchy 06, Mr. Schwarzwalder, Pipe Dreamer, Shlomo 88, Tango Alpha Vector, Unruled, Der Sturmer was in. I don't think I missed anybody. I think I got everybody. And everybody listen along on Crewbot. I know Joseph is listening along on Crewbot, and anyone else. Good to have you guys listening. And then here on FTJ, we have had The Woodsman, Julius School of Fish, Filthy, Snail Racer, Unobtrusive, Kermie Aryan Eagle, N-Word Snowman, Thomas E. Dwyer, and Riot Earth. Also, just a special thank you to Unobtrusive, who dropped a link for a really awesome song, The Handsome Family. Definitely check that out, guys. Don't tell NNR he's my regular dealer on this turf. I won't.
Monday nights with NNR are very fun.
I believe it. Usually I'm in bed before he comes on. And Edwin Snowman also dropped a dono and said thank you for your great content. I'm just glad you guys like it. I feel like, you know, I'm just babbling up here most nights. But it seems to work.
Pipe Dreamer would like me to know, and I'm going to share this with the class, that mm-hmm. he is not, in fact, classically trained. He is, however, self-taught. Well, that's fucking even more white fucking power.
Yeah, absolutely. 109%. Let's make it 110. All right, people, I'm going to cue this up and get y'all on your way to wherever your next stop is, whether that is another streamer on either 88 FTJ Crusaders, wherever the digital winds take you, whether it's sitting down to dinner. Doesn't matter. Have a white fucking power evening. Kermie, thanks again for co-hosting with me tonight, good froggy sir.
I had a great time. I really appreciate it.
And thank you for this amazing link.
Which one?
This one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's a little secret that you may not know. But if you don't figure it out, you will never grow. So let me put it in a nutshell so that you can see the tiny hats' destruction of humanity. They start the wars.
Tiny hats.
They killed our Lord.
Tiny hats.
They gave us usury.
Tiny hats.
And pornography. They cause inflation.
Tiny hats.
And immigration.
Tiny hats.
Slavery.
Tiny hats.
Social depravity. Communism.
Tiny hats.
Genocide. They cause the famines across the world. They turn little boys into little girls. Torture children just for fun. Vaccinated everyone.
They own your education through manipulation. They rewrote history
to make them look like they're not guilty. System scam.
So everything you thought you knew is just the fiction of the Jew.
And now they're coming for you in another Bolshevik coup. They're using famine and disease, nuclear war and poverty to create hell on earth to stop the goyim giving birth. Everyone will soon.